Welcome to Empowered to Grow, the podcast. I am your host, Hanan Elbasha, the business doctor.
There we go. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Empowered to Grow, the podcast, but this time with a twist. So this is the new season. This is Empowered to Grow in Business, and it will be live. So that's a new thing I'm trying out. We're going to see how it works. So just to give you a little bit of history, Empowered to Grow, I literally started it nearly 4 years ago now, July 2020, of course, with the lockdown, as a lot of things started with the lockdown and came to life. I was having these amazing conversations with people from around the world, and of course, especially women. And I thought, this needs to be broadcast. The women I was meeting at that point in time were so inspiring and had so much to offer, so much wisdom, so much empowerment, that I felt obliged that I had to share these lessons with everyone that could be out there who needed to hear this, who needed to know they're not alone. But more importantly, you needed to know that they can do it too. They can crawl themselves out of whatever they're going through. And I understand there are a lot of issues, and the world is an ugly place where we feel at times that this will never end and there's nothing I can do about it. And yet these women inspired me to do this. So that's how kind of Empowered to Grow came to life. It was these conversations that were amazing, starting July 2020 up until the last episode that was recorded was, or went public, was end of June 2023. So I took a bit of a long break. I was kind of really trying to figure out what to do and what's the direction that the podcast would go. And I'm so happy that I got inspired to have a twist to it with everything that I'm working in and I'm involved in. And I'm so blessed and grateful for the number of opportunities that I have working with a lot of entrepreneurs, with a lot of small and medium enterprise leaders, to be able to bring that angle of being empowered to grow in business. And in essence, that's what we'll be talking about over these episodes. There are episodes I'll come out alone, and there are episodes that hopefully I'm going to have some guests who will add a lot of value. I know that for sure. And no, it's not just women. So it's not just about being inclusive, but it is about always trying to have both sides of the conversation. I believe that, you know, we don't work in silos. We shouldn't work in silos. And sharing that knowledge and that value across is very important for everyone to move forward, to move the needle forward for yourself as a business owner, as an aspiring entrepreneur, as an existing or even serial entrepreneur. And also for you on the, so that's on the personal level, but also on the business level. So we will be talking about some elements and some angles of what entails the business, what the business, you know, kind of the elements of growth within the business, but also the elements of growth that, for those who know me and who have been following me for a while, know that my passion is to always bring in the topics of entrepreneurial wellness and entrepreneurial mindset into the conversation. I don't think we highlight them enough, and we don't talk about them enough, and we should, because I know that personally I have a lot of stories, and I know that a lot of the people I worked with, a lot of people I spoke to have the same stories about deprioritizing ourselves as we're building businesses. And unfortunately, that backfires big time. So hoping that this podcast, the live podcast of Empowered to Grow in Business, is going to add value to everyone who is watching. So I was trying to go live on, okay, we are live as well. Great. I was trying to go live on Instagram, but I wasn't sure if it was working or not. I hope it does work. We'll see afterwards. So today's topic is, it's not business, it's personal. And yes, I know that the common saying, and I'm sure you've heard it a few times before, is it's not personal, it's business. And usually people utilize this phrase, which I had this thing about when people utilized it, was about when they're rejecting you, when they're rejecting your proposal, when they're rejecting working with you or something along those lines, saying, you know what, it's not about you, it's about the business and what the business needs. I do have a kind of a different perspective on that. And yeah, it's not about the business, it's personal. It's personal when we are building our own business. It's personal when that vision is ours. When we are trying to bring it to life, it does become personal. But there is the difference, and I want to highlight this now, between it being or you taking it personally and you letting ego be kind of stampede along your path and kind of block you. This is where it's not about being personal. It's about the business part. What do I mean? And let me kind of break that down. When we are building a business, we have the vision. The vision comes to us. I see that I can create this business with this angle, with this unique value proposition that comes from my worldview lens, but also my experiences, my professional experience, my view of what's the gap that's missing in the market, what are the pain points, how can I bring it to life, me, my co-founders, and anyone who's working alongside me to be able to bring this business to life. So that's why it's personal. Now, where it's not personal is where we are trying to pitch and sell and kind of promote this vision and this idea and this venture and our offerings, whatever product or service that come to life, and we're being rejected. And that's why I'm saying ego should not be in the way, because the rejection is not about you personally. Most of the time, it is about the offering, that it could not be the proper fit for whoever you are pitching to in whatever context. So yes, if you are selling or you're offering prime services and a premium cost and stuff, you're not going to find yeses a lot. So you have to be selective about who are you approaching? What are you trying to sell them? Are you actually resolving that pain point for them or not? The other part is last night we actually had a session for Founder Institute, and we had an AMA, an Ask Me Anything session with investors. And we were talking about this, and it's very important to understand that when investors say no, a lot of the times it's because it's not in alignment. Your offering is not in alignment with their portfolio. I mean, being an investor is also a business, and they have to cater for what works for them. So it is personal to them, not necessarily about you as a person, but it is personal to them that they invest where they feel most that they can add value or they can bring something different to the market and support its growth. Where sometimes it does become personal is when there's no chemistry, and that's okay. I shared this in an event recently where I said it took me a long while to realize that I'm not everyone's cup of tea, and that's okay. Well, I had to accept it. And it takes a bit of time to accept that, but that's okay. Not everyone you're going to meet along your path as you are building your business will be the right fit for you as a customer, as a collaborator, as an investor, as anyone. So you don't have to take it personally when it's about that. That's where this is about the business. You have to think always from the perspective of your business. How can you move the needle forward for it? How can you bring the best of you, the best version of you, to realize that vision that you had? The other part about it's not business, it's personal, is about being attached to your view and your vision. Understand that, yes, we said, you're the one that got the vision. But sometimes we also have to accommodate what the market we are operating in is willing to accept, is willing to pay for, is willing to understand. I remember when I first started, a lot of the offerings I was talking about, it was going over people's heads because, well, I didn't put in enough effort at that time to do my customer validation to understand what are their pain points. But more importantly, I understood that part, or even if I did understand that part, I didn't put it in the language that they would understand that I'm resolving that pain point for them. I was looking at the end goal. This is what you'll get. But they were here, and they need to understand that I understood them here to be able to take them through the journey to get to the end line. So that is also important. So that market part, your target customer segments are important, but also the market where you're operating or where you're starting, your home market, also needs to kind of be understanding of your business model, the venture you're going into. Trying to accommodate too much in such a cramped space sometimes becomes a bit too much. Well, too much in too much. But anyhow, you know what I mean. So from that perspective, being receptive to feedback. I always talk about being customer-centric, listening to your customers, understanding what are their pain points, meeting them where they are now, and making them understand and clarify to them the journey of where you will take them with your product or with your service. But also listening to mentors, to experienced professionals, to those around you, not necessarily letting them influence you to kind of backing out of the idea, but there are a lot of opportunities for a pivot or kind of a shrinking of the offering at the beginning to be able to get to the customers that you're willing to serve and to be able to get traction with them. And that's where you expand. I've used this metaphor before when I was mentoring and just made so much sense. I was like, at the beginning, all you have access to is a small lawn, kind of a front lawn, and a lawnmower. And what you're trying to do with that is kind of really utilize it in the best way to make sure that that lawn is mowed. Once you start, and this is kind of offering something specific of this could be the whole vision, but you are offering something that is accustomed to your target segments at this point in time, that has the most value to relieving their pain point that they are experiencing at this point in time. And as you grow and as your resources grow with you, that's where you can invest in an industrial lawnmower, because then the market size for you increases and you have a field now that you can go through. So these are the kind of elements that I would encourage you to think about when you think of your business, that yes, it is your business, but sometimes it's not about the business. It's about your perception of it, your worldview lens, your mindset, meaning that, you know, how attached you get to where you are and what you want to do, that sometimes you miss out, not just on the bigger picture, because sometimes that's all you can think about. And that, I've heard this so many times, I feel stuck because I want to do this and I don't know where to start. But actually on the small picture, on the micro details, on the steps of where are you now and how can you move forward now? What's exactly the next step? What's next is very important. And this is where we need to be more in tune with the big vision, but with the small steps. You know, the dream big, start small. No. So dream big, act small. So these are the kind of things that I wanted to share with you today. This is my first time as well trying StreamYard. So I'm streaming to multiple platforms at the same time. I'm hoping that, you know, if you have any questions, please put them in. Let's kind of address some of them together. The target of this podcast, as I was saying, is to empower you to grow in your business and, of course, in your personal life as a business owner, to be able to create that path for yourself and that vision for yourself that you've always dreamed of without compromising on your wellness, on your happiness, on your health, which is really, really important. And not just literally just drop everything because you have to do this. We do have to invest a lot of our resources. And as I always say, your resources are your time, your energy, your knowledge, your money, of course, and any other tangible and intangible assets, such as your network, for example. You do need to invest them to get from point A to point B along the path and the journey of building your business towards it being a sustainable and profitable business. But we have to do it with a lot of heart and synergy to ensure that we don't deprioritize ourselves along the way. And that is something that is really, really important, where it's not business. It becomes personal. It becomes personal when you feel you can't give it anymore, when you feel like you're so discouraged because it's just consuming you. This is where I would ask you to take a break. That break is a few hours or a few days. Just breathe, get back in alignment with yourself, ground yourself, and get outside views of people you trust, people with credible information, but also a credible experience that relates to what you do, so they can offer you that support. So this is the message I wanted to share with you today. I just want to make sure, if I don't know if I'm seeing here any comments or questions, I don't want to be missing anyone. So okay, at this point I don't think I can see any questions, which is okay. This is the first time. So just to let you know, the plan is to go live every Wednesday, and it's going to be scattered timing. I'm going to try out a few times to accommodate different time zones. I'm hoping to find two slots within a few weeks to be able to fix them. And afterwards, when this episode is done, I will be uploading it to Spotify and Apple Podcast. And of course, it's going live on YouTube anyway now. So please do check it out. If you don't get the live, then you can check there. You can also find on the channels, Empowered to Grow is the name of the podcast. You will find 167 episodes that are there. They're up and running. So please do go back, enjoy it. There's so much value in the conversations that we've had already. And I'm really, really looking forward to adding a lot more value to everyone that comes across this podcast and all the guests I know that I'll have the privilege of sharing their knowledge and bringing them on the show to share their knowledge with you, that you always become empowered to grow in your life and in your business. So that's it for today. I'm going to be signing off. And as always, I wish you love, abundance, and prosperity. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening to the Empowered to Grow podcast. I'll catch you on the next episode. And until then, know that empowered you empowers others. Love, abundance, and prosperity to you all.